Selena Gomez, all the hits, Kiss 95, 7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:09. Beautiful Tuesday, Jeff. A beautiful day.
It was a little windy yesterday.
It was. It was annoying me because I was sitting out on my deck and I thought, ooh, I could just sit out here for a while and then the wind would whip and stuff would fly and I'd be like, no, this is so annoying.
Yeah.
But it's going to be windy again today. A little warmer. Temperatures in the 60s.
Nice.
I've got the three things you need to know today. How are we? Are you ready?
I think so.
The first one is a warning from the Attorney General and the FBI. They're both getting involved. Apparently, people are offering fake vaccination cards online. Like, they're selling them.
Really?
So if you don't want to get your vaccine, you buy a fake vaccination card because they think you're going to need these cards, you know, to travel and to do things. The FBI is targeting anybody who buys these cards or sells these cards. You could be in violation of a federal charge, just so you know. If you don't want the vaccine, don't get it. Just don't buy a fake card because you could go to jail.
It's crazy to think about the times we live in.
I know.
Where, I mean, now, I mean, instead of buying fake IDs and
drugs,
drinking at the Xfinity Theater parking lot. People are getting vaccinated and buying fake vaccine cards.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Just don't do it. They're saying, you know, if you're not getting the vaccine, you're not getting it. Just don't buy the fake card because that is a federal charge. Hartford, the city of Hartford, announcing their next two walk-up clinics for the COVID-19 vaccine. The first will happen today at the Swift Factory in the North End.
Nice.
The next will be tomorrow at the Free Center. Both clinics, Walmart, Jeff, run from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Or if they run out of doses.
Oh, okay.
They'll keep going until they run out of doses.
All right.
You do not need to make an appointment. You could just show up. You just have to be a resident of Hartford and 18 years of age or older. So make sure you bring a piece of mail or something that shows you're a resident of Hartford.
That's great news.
Three things you need to know. And finally, Connecticut school districts weighing options for proms and graduations this year. With a late May or early June date in mind, the governor says outdoor graduations will be possible this year. And indoor ones possible with masks. When it comes to proms, they're going to try and figure things out next week. They're going to give it a little more time.
My kids are in the East Hampton School District, and we get emails every day informing us that, you know, a student has come down with COVID and stuff like that. And in the emails, it says, please protect yourself, wear mask, so these kids can celebrate prom and graduation.
Aww.
So, yeah, just do your part.
I would love, I mean, every single prom and graduation in 2020 was canceled. I just like to get it back on track for the kids in 2021. All right, those are the three things you need to know today. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is Tuesday morning. Beautiful weather headed our way. Sunny temperatures in the 60s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and I have a warning. If you're taking a summer vacation, a summer road trip.
Are you Walmart Jeff?
Yes, I'm taking probably a couple road trips this summer.
Oh!
I mean, just heading up to like central New York, the Adirondacks and stuff like that.
I'm thinking going to see my parents at some point.
Okay.
Like maybe staying there.
Yeah, that's, you know? Oh, look at that.
It's been like over a year and I just go and leave.
Yeah.
Like I sit outside and it's a long drive.
I say if you're traveling more than an hour to go somewhere on vacation, that's considered a road trip.
Okay, yeah, then I'm going on one.
50% of Americans will be taking a road trip this summer.
Okay.
44% of people taking road trips, the drivers will be distracted while driving.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
Now, here's some of the biggest things that distract the driver in the vehicle.
Okay.
Kids, obviously. You're trying to yell at them to shut up. Yeah. You're trying to drive. You're looking back trying to figure out which one's going to get hit first.
And it should not be your phone. Phone shouldn't even be on that list.
I mean, unfortunately, they did make the list. Looking out the window at things, eating or drinking in the car.
That gets me sometimes.
Which my wife and I, we have a system. She feeds me while I drive.
Yes.
Yeah, and we only get foods that I can eat where I don't have to use my hands.
We do that, me and my fiance, Mr. Automotive. So French fries. And
yes, yeah.
I'm like, are you sure you don't want like some pasta?
Music distracts drivers and cell phones. And here's why people are distracted. And I found this very interesting, Courtney.
All right.
More and more people are getting back on the road. Right now.
Yeah, and so they haven't driven in a while. And I felt that same way. Remember when I was at home for 3 months and I was working there and you were here?
Yep.
When I finally came into the building, I was like, oh my God, I haven't driven my car.
Yeah.
I forgot how to drive.
New sites, people with new stores opening up and stuff like that. I went up to Enfield for the first time in I don't know how long, and I was driving around like the mall area. there were so many new stores. I was looking around. I was totally distracted by all the new sites. So, yeah, if you're taking a road trip this summer, just be careful.
It's also going to cost you a little bit of money, but I'm super excited because Pay Your Bills is back. So if you're planning that little road trip, we're going to hook you up. It all starts Monday morning, 12 times a day to win $1,000. Of course, your first shot. Set a reminder. Be here Monday morning, 7:10 to win. All the hits, Kiss 95, 7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. And just like that, it is Tuesday at 6:40. Time for your Hollywood Report. Khloe Kardashian on a mission to delete a private, unedited photo of herself that's making the rounds on the internet. The photo set her off. It's actually a photo of her entire face and body. She's wearing a bikini, standing by a pool. But the photo did not have any editing or airbrushing that the Kardashian, the Kardashians do. That's their trademark. The picture started making the rounds around the internet, but a lot of people were forced to take it down because the Kardashians are threatening legal action if you post this photo. In a statement from the chief marketing officer for KKW Brands, they say the photo was taken of Khloe during a private family gathering and posted to social media without permission by mistake by an assistant before it was edited.
Okay.
I don't understand. Here's the thing. She obviously doesn't look like she always does in her photos. I think she looks younger, and I think she looks normal. I don't understand it. I don't. Why is she suing people? It's not a horrible photo. It's just not heavily edited.
She looks good, but she doesn't look like anything that she posts online.
Like nothing.
Nothing.
I agree. I agree.
She has no boobs in the picture that's out there right now.
It looks, you're right.
Nothing like her.
But from the neck up, I think facially it looks like her, and she looks younger without all that airbrushing. I don't know.
This is why I have trust issues.
I know. Because
of filters and editing and...
There's a lot of editing in that family. And I wish I could post the photo for you, but I can't because I don't want to get sued. So you could just hashtag it. Do a little hashtag.
Hashtag Khloe Kardashian on Instagram.
It should come up. And speaking of Kardashians, Kim Kardashian is getting into the skincare business now. She filed trademark documents calling it Skin by Kim, which is kind of cute. Products for skin, hair, nails, fragrance, all of that. And finally, hundreds showing up for a prayer vigil organized by DMX's family. He's currently in a coma following an overdose and then a heart attack. The prayer vigil was held outside of White Plains Hospital in New York. At this point, his fiancée, Desiree, and his mom are staying at the hospital by his side. His 15 kids have been visiting him one at a time.
15?
15. So that's going to take 2 weeks. 2 weeks to visit all of his kids. Yeah. You can see photos from that vigil at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:50. That means it's time for good news. Of course, every single Tuesday at this time, we bring you good news. I just love starting my morning with good news. It just makes for a great day. So if you've got good news, please, our phone lines are always open, waiting to chat with you. Share your good news with us, 860-247-9570. I've got good news if you're looking for your dream job. This, to me, sounds like a dream job.
Okay.
And you're going to get $27 an hour.
Wow.
$27 an hour to look at pictures of puppies.
That's it.
No joke. It is a dog food company called Pro Dog Raw. They're looking for 10 dog lovers to look at photos of puppies for $27 an hour to study whether or not looking at dogs on social media reduces your stress level. Hello, the answer is yes. Why are they even having this? When I get stressed out, Walmart, Jeff, what do? When I'm at work and I'm stressed out?
You always look at pictures of puppies.
Always. I'm just scrolling through puppies' photos. That's it. I can already tell you that it works. But $27 an hour, I might actually go sign up. Just check out prodograw.com. $27 an hour to look at puppies. That's my good news. What's yours, Walmart Joe?
My good news is out of West Norwalk, Connecticut.
Oh, right here. Okay,
This happened a few days ago. Mom and daughter were in their kitchen. They were making dessert pizza, which I'm going to have to Google what that is because that just sounds delicious.
It's really good. It's just like you just get the bobbly crust and then you could just throw on like chocolate.
M&M's.
Caramel and so pineapple. Good. And
so they were making this dessert pizza when all of a sudden a wild turkey flew through their window into their home.
No way.
Yeah, the mom and daughter said they saw the turkeys walking in the yard, and a few minutes later, they heard the turkey fly through the window, everything like that. The turkey started fighting with the Jack Russell Terrier, the family dog.
Oh, turkeys can be mean.
Turkeys can be very mean. And then the turkey went on a rampage in the living room, the kitchen, the dining room, and all that. They had to call the cops to come get the turkey. And then they were the cops got there and they were able to free the turkey from the house.
So the turkey was fine.
Well, that's where the story takes a twist, Courtney.
He's lying.
As the turkey was walking across the road, it was run over by a car.
So he made that up.
In the end, the turkey got his.
He made that up. The turkey was fine. The dessert pizza was fine.
Everyone was fine. No injuries to the dog either.
If you have got good news, we would love for you to share it with us right now. Call us 860-247-9570. Ooh, Ava Max, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 7:10, Tuesday morning, Walmart Jeff, another beautiful day. Did you get outside yesterday? Because yesterday was nice.
Yeah, I had to pick up a couple beer cans that made their way into the backyard from the wind. I left on the deck. Yeah, I did make it outside.
I got home from work and I'm like, wait, that wind must be really strong because it blew off some of my like couch cushions, yeah. my seat cushions that were outside. I'm like, how do they even blow off? Those are pretty heavy. Yeah. The wind is going to continue a little bit today. Temperatures in the 60s. A beautiful day in store for us. We've got Dana standing by in Rocky Hill. She wants to be on War of the Roses, which we do every Tuesday at this time. War of the Roses. If you think the person you're involved with is cheating on you, you call us.
Yeah, this is such a hard time in these people's lives, Courtney. And, you know, we can just make things a little better for them.
And I bet you'd appreciate it if I were sensitive this time around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, could you be I'll try to be sensitive. Okay.
Anyway, Dana is having a problem with her boyfriend, Walmart Jeff. She thinks he's cheating. We're going to find out. Don't go anywhere. War of the Roses coming up in just 5 minutes. All right. It is time for War of the Roses. Walmart Jeff, are you ready for War of the Roses?
I am ready.
All right. If you're in a relationship and you think your significant other could be cheating, you call us. We get answers. We're going to Rocky Hill this morning. Dana is on the line having a problem with her boyfriend, Paul. Good morning, Dana.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to War of the Roses. I hope we can help you out today.
Well, thanks. I never thought that I would need your help, and I'm really, I mean, especially in our circumstances, but I am just really, I want to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
So,
but why do you think, Paul, what is he doing to make you think he's cheating?
Well, basically, in the last few months, we've been dating a couple of, like, more than a couple of years. I'm like almost 9 years, 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Like,
all right.
Like, it's so funny because we have such a really fun and exciting relationship that it feels as though, you know, we're still a new couple. But no, it's actually been, close to a decade.
Okay.
So, but recently in the last few months, he's just become just distant and secretive. And he's, like, always turning his cell phone over, you know, so he can't see, like, who's calling or who's texting.
Oh.
And, he's turned his computer around in his home office. So he used to face the window. Huh. And so anybody who walks in could see what he's working on. And now he's moved it to the side. So it's more angular. Anyway, so it's just weird stuff like that.
All right.
And I have a feeling that it's that he's cheating with somebody in our group.
Okay. Somebody in your group. Like, what do you mean in your group? Like a workout group? Like a what? A church group? What kind of group?
Oh, we're swingers. We swap.
All right. Like, well, now that you got my attention, I am here to help.
No, if you're swingers and you swap, is it cheating?
Oh, yeah.
It's cheating because why? She's not
No. Because it's all consensual. We're very open about it.
But you have boundaries and limitations and do's and don'ts. And, you know, one of them is you can't go behind your partner's back.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. Like, it's very healthy. It keeps things exciting.
We
definitely are have a special couple that we are very close to. Let's just say that.
Okay, your special couple. All right. Listen, I normally wouldn't even call on this because I don't know if that's cheating.
What?
I don't know if it's cheating, but Walmart says because you think he's doing something behind your back or not letting you know that he might be hooking up with somebody in this swingers group, then it's cheating. So we're going to call
him. That is cheating, yeah.
Okay. All right, Dana, hold on. We're going to call Dana's boyfriend, Paul. Yeah. War of the Roses. We'll do that next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. We're back. It's War of the Roses. We're in Rocky Hill. Dana's on the line having a problem with her long-term boyfriend, Paul. Dana, basically, Paul's been acting suspicious, like changing the passcode on his phone, not letting you see his computer, and you suspect he's cheating on you with somebody in your swingers group.
Yep, your swingers.
I'm almost positive it's this woman who we are particularly close to.
Okay. All right. If it's a woman you think they're close to, I'm going to call. We're going to offer Paul roses. You're going to be listening in. We'll try to get information. Take a deep breath. At any point, if you want to jump in.
I know. It's just, I'm like, I never thought I would have to do this. I'm so upset because.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, anyway, let's I want to know.
It. All right, let's get to it. We're going to call him. You're going to be able to jump in at any time. Hold on. All right, let's call Paul. Just contain yourself one more, Jeff, please.
Sometimes, like, gifts just fall in my lap.
It's, like, exciting for you. All right.
Hello?
Hey, is Paul there?
This is he.
Hey, Paul, what's happening? This is Douglas from Flowers Express. How are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome. Well, you're going to be doing even better. Hey, I was just calling to let you know that you actually picked up a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express in our online weekly promotion. Congratulations.
You know, I don't think I've applied for anything like that or anything
awesome.
Like that.
Awesome. Well, we got your name off of social media, and here's the deal. We're going to send the flowers to someone on your behalf and brighten their day. So let's get this going. It's a free promotion, totally free. We can get these out today, and let's do it. You down?
Is it really free or just like I got to buy something?
Nope, 100% free. No purchase necessary. We get these out today. If you have someone in mind, like I said, let's get these out today. I'm looking to hook someone up.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if it's really free, I guess.
Absolutely free. Paul, so here's the deal. I have a card that goes along with these flowers, and I could write a message in the card if you'd like me to do that.
Sure.
All right, so what is the message you would like me to write in this card?
Just put... See you soon.
See you soon. All right, we can get that down. And, I messed up. Who should we address the card to? I'm sorry about that.
Sure, yeah. Send him to, let's send him to Gary.
I'm sorry, did you say Gary?
Yeah, Gary.
Gary.
You can send him to anybody, right?
Yeah, no, you can send these to anyone. I just, the phone here was breaking up, so you said Gary.
Gary?
Yes. Yes, G-A-R-Y, yep.
Yeah, hi.
I got to jump in. I'm sorry, Paul. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. You are on the radio. It is War of the Roses. That's your girlfriend, Dana. Go ahead, Dana.
Gary, Paul, what are you talking about, Gary?
Who's Gary?
Gary's...
Hello? What's happening?
Beth and Gary is our... These are our close friends, like, who we swap with, and... Gary?
Oh, wait. Gary's in the group.
Gary's in the group. He's an all-star hitter in the group. Yeah. He's... Paul, what is going on with Gary? You and Gary?
I'm confused why you're confused, to be honest with you. It's not like I planned this, okay? Like, Gary feels the same way about me. You know, he's... It just happened. I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
I mean, look, we're in the group for a reason. It's not, you know, it's not cheating. Like we're in the swap group, so I'm confused. What the huge deal here is?
I am too. I got to be honest, Paul. I'm confused. Are we all confused?
Well, no, I'm not. From the sounds of it, Gary is an all-star hitter, and.
My mouth is on the floor, and I'm about to pass out and vomit and all of that.
Okay.
So listen, I got to get off this call so I can talk to Paul the show.
All right, take a deep breath. I think you guys need to talk off the air. We do offer couples counseling. So if you want to take advantage of it, work through some things, you certainly can, and we will pay for it. We'll pick up the tab. I'm going to put you both on hold. Hold on, Dana. Hold on, Paul. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:40. Let's jump right in to Hollywood. Skinny girl mogul, Real Housewife Bethany Frankel is flipping a mansion in Connecticut, in Greenwich. It's a 5-bedroom estate. She bought this estate last year for $2 million, flipped it, did some work on it, and now she's selling it for $3.3 million.
Really nice house. It's not very, what you would call, well, what I would call kid-friendly.
Oh, that's right. Let's go to Walmart, it's... Jeff, the real estate agent extraordinaire. Well, you are a professional real estate agent. Now you can tell me. What do you think? Is this the right price for this house, Walmart?
I believe it is the right price, but, I mean, in my taste, Courtney, the house is very white. There's a lot of white walls and
sharp edges and not baby-proof.
Well, I mean, it's just if, I mean, my kids are dirty, so, okay. I mean, they're little fingerprints will get all over everything.
Thank you, Walmart Jeff, for your assessment.
Yeah, no problem.
You can take a tour of the listing. We've got it on our blog. Justin Bieber dropped a surprise EP called Freedom. It comes 3 weeks after the release of Justice, the album, which is just, I feel like he's just been probably while he was in lockdown, just like creating album after album. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he drops another one in another 3 weeks.
I hope so.
I do too. In other news, a private club in LA kicked out a member who tipped off the paparazzi that Justin and his wife Haley were there last week, just relaxing at the club. There are no phones or cameras allowed in the club. And I guess one of the members who was there snuck a phone in.
Oh, wow.
And called up the paparazzi and said, Justin's here. And that's how they got pictures. Whatever. And finally, Rihanna spent some of her Easter Sunday attending a hashtag Stop Asian Hate rally in New York City. She marched alongside her assistant, even bringing her own sign. You can see her marching right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 7:50, time for good news time to share good news. Call us. Maybe you're starting a new job. Maybe you're just going to enjoy the day today because it's going to be beautiful. And in the 60s, call us 860-247-9570. Share your good news. I've got good news if you want to win $500,000, Walmart, Jeff.
Yes, I need the money.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services want to build a better face mask, and they're looking for your help. They've launched the Mask Innovation Challenge. They're offering $500,000 in cash and prizes to people who come up with mask designs that are more comfortable and effective. And when this first started, remember I made about 200 masks?
Yeah.
Not a good sewer. I think that they were effective and keeping out, you know, what needed to stay out. But I couldn't submit not my design because they weren't that comfortable.
Yeah, way to leave it to the government to be about a year behind on
this. I know. Shouldn't I have done this before? Because me and all my friends, I belonged to a group that was sewing masks for first responders. We were like cranking these out.
I know.
From day one, they probably should have jumped on it early. But I know there's a lot of people that can submit their designs. And I'm sure that somebody is going to win this. It's going to be amazing. You can sign up. You have until the end of this month. Challenge.gov. If you've got a design to submit, that is my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
Hey, this happened down in West Norwalk. A mother and daughter were in their kitchen. They were making a dessert pizza when all of a sudden a turkey smashed through their window.
Hungry for the dessert pizza? Well, or
must
just
have
like,
been hungry for that dessert
pizza.
Was he
being chased by somebody? No.
So the mom and daughter saw a couple turkeys roaming around the yard earlier. Then 2 minutes later, one of the turkeys flew right through the window.
Nice.
When it was in the house, it also picked a fight with the Jack Russell Terrier, the family dog.
They're mean.
And then it went on a rampage in the kitchen, living room, and dining room.
My God, how'd they get it out?
They had to call police, and then finally, the police took care of it.
They wrestled that turkey and got him out of the house. So the good news is
they took care of it, Courtney, if you know what I mean.
I don't like your good news. But at least... At least the bread, dessert pizza probably came out okay.
Courtney just gave me a finger.
I did. Can you make it good news, please? 860-247-9570. Good news only. Let's get some good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Heather.
Hey, Heather. Where are you calling from?
Vernon.
All right, Heather. Give me your good news.
I found out last night that my uncle has progressed far enough and recovered enough from his fight with COVID to be removed from the ventilator today.
Oh, my God, yes! Oh, my gosh, Heather, that's amazing!
We are absolutely thanking every, whatever you can call it, we are thanking.
Yes, and how long has your uncle been in the hospital?
At this point, I want to say about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, fantastic. So coming off the ventilator, I urge everybody, you know, you hear Heather's story, wear the mask, wash your hands, try to protect yourself. But Heather, he's hopefully going to be able to come home soon.
Yes, and I just want to say to anybody who's dealing with this, if you hear that word, it's not as scary as it sounds, and the recovery has shown huge, huge results with the ventilator, so don't be as scared.
Don't be afraid. Protect yourself. And Heather, such good news. Sending positive healing vibes your way still, okay?
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks for sharing. You can share good news, too, 860-247-9570. Good news time. Good morning. Kiss, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Caitlin.
Caitlin, what's your good news?
My good news is I just opened a cleaning business.
Really? Caitlin, out of where?
Out of Tallinn, Connecticut.
I love it. And you do home cleaning?
I do home cleaning, move-out cleaning, moving-in cleaning, deep cleanings, and weekly and bi-weekly cleaning.
Oh, my God. All right. What's the name of your company? Let's give it a plug because everybody is spring cleaning right now.
It's called Neat Freaks, LLC.
Neat Freak LLC. Look it up. That is such good news. Good luck to you, and thanks for sharing it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Share your good news, 860-247-9570. All right. It's time for good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Rachel, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Stafford Springs on the way to Manchester.
Fantastic. Thanks for bringing us with you. We'd love to hear your good news, Rachel.
I got married yesterday.
Stop it. Really?
Wow. The old Monday wedding.
A Monday wedding. I love it,
a
Rachel.
A Monday on 4/5 to make it easy to remember.
Oh, I love that.
That's nice.
And did you have a wedding, like a small wedding, a big one?
Very small wedding. He wore his kilt. I wore my wedding dress. It was just the two of us and our dog.
Oh, my God. And the weather was so perfect yesterday for a wedding.
It was. Like, it was a perfect wedding day. I had a perfect wedding yesterday.
Oh, Rachel, you're going to make me cry.
It was a little windy for a kilt yesterday, if you ask me.
It was. It was Walmart, Jeff. I love it. Wow, congratulations, Rachel. Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Tell your husband congratulations, too, because he's now your hubby. I love it.
He is. I know. That's what we keep telling each other. Hi, husband. Hi, wife.
Oh, my God. That's
so exciting.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing such good news with us.
Thank y'all. Have a good day.
You, too. Share good news, 860-247-9570.